Cheney County Planning Commission 2014. Bob, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay. Let's see. Rick Therese.
Here.
And Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
Dave Stewart.
You're just looking down around, aren't you?
I forgot to bring my list with me. we have established a quorum.
Ronnie's here, too.
All right, I guess first on the agenda is election of officers.
I would move to retain the same slate of officers we had in the past.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Ain't no use of beating around the bush. That's all I want to do.
I was waiting for somebody to make the flag.
Minutes of from December 2013. Has everybody had a chance to go over those?
Yeah.
I didn't bring mine, but I did go over them.
Okay. No additions or corrections? Stand as read.
Would move to approve as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that sounds kind of rusty at this. It's been a while. Annual review of permit issues.
Okay. I wasn't going to read this thing word for word, but I thought I'd just hit on a few of the highlights. Last year, of course, the Planning Commission had excellent attendance, as well as the Board of Adjustment. The Planning Commission averaged 89% attendance, which is great. The Board of Adjustment averaged 82% attendance. And really what we saw overall was a slight increase in permits across the board. Division 3s went up just really slightly over 2012. Division 2 permits actually increased by quite a bit. We saw quite a bit more commercial construction. Division 1 permits increased as well. And we put together a table basically showing the numbers, but then also the percentage increase. And especially those Division 2 permits, I mean, we went from 23 permits in 2012 to 52 permits in 2013. We were actually pretty close on the subdivision plats. There wasn't a real substantial increase. And, of course, we had a pretty significant increase in wastewater permits as well, so with the on-site permits.
Was that for new construction or new building?
Well, the wastewater was kind of a combination. He's actually got a breakdown of them. He had 62 applications, 14 were for new permits, 11 were for tank replacements, and 7 were for repair, basically. So it was kind of a combination, really. And then Mike Cole, of course, has been with the Water Lab. He's considered part of the Planning Department as well now. And he continued to do, a number of samplings throughout the county at various stream and
does he
lake
monitor
sites.
Monthly like he used to?
He does. He's still...
Yeah, well, that's what I thought.
And one of the things we've done... we had all of those records for all of these years, but really no one was doing anything with them. And so we've got those all on the computer digitally now, and we've actually given a lot of that information to the DNR and some of these other agencies just to show, where is our water quality in comparison with where it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And then he's still doing the well testing as well. One of the things we're finally, of course, one of the other big things we've had this year is and over the last 3 years, actually, we're finally getting pretty close on this flood buyout. We're at a point where I think we'll likely be closing on these houses. And I thought I knew this would interest you.
I bet you.
We will likely be closing on these in March. We should finally be at a point. We've gotten approval. This is really two separate grant programs. We've got a grant through FEMA and also a community development block grant through the Missouri Department of Economic Development. And it's taken almost 3 years just to get to this point. But we're finally at a point where we're going to be scheduling these closings in March. And actually, we've got a meeting scheduled for Thursday this week to sit down with each of the folks. No, a few of them are out of town, so we're actually going to contact them via a conference call, but we're going to actually provide them with the sales contracts and everything, and basically we're hopeful from there. It's a program where the county's utilizing FEMA funds and then Missouri Department of Economic Development funds to purchase these 9 flood-damaged properties. Basically, the houses will be demolished, and essentially the property has to be utilized as park space or kept as park space.
Is this coming out of grant funds now? This is not, the county's not paying for
exactly.
Anything.
Yeah, the county's not
paying. Well, that's what I thought. That's the way it started out to be.
And that has been a concern. There's been a lot of confusion, a lot of concerns from the citizens that, you know, the county funds were being utilized on this.
But the county will have ownership of the property. You know,
This, all of the properties will be deeded to the county. They'll all be deed restricted, though. So essentially, they have.
So they can never build again.
Exactly. Nobody can ever. Exactly. But
they shouldn't have built in the first place.
I disagree.
Well, no, that's my opinion. I'm not getting there from anywhere else.
Don't disagree. And but we're finally getting close on that. It's taken a lot of staff time over the last 3 years or so. And I know this is something you guys actually heard last year. We didn't make nearly as much progress as I would have hoped. But I really hope over the next year, first off, I'd like to start updating the master plan just in-house with our own staff. And really, it's something we weren't able to get to last year, primarily because all the time that was spent on the flood buyout, as much as anything. And so I'm hoping once we're able to finish this flood buyout, at least in the first half of this year, that we can get back to some of these things as far as an update of the master plan. And also, I mean, one of the reasons I was originally hired was, at least at that time, the county commission wanted to see a transition to a more traditional form of zoning with basically a zoning map for the county. And so I'm hopeful over the next year that I can finally start finishing that draft, basically, on that set of regulations. Pretty much the rest of this, and I did note, Rick had actually pointed out one mistake we had on one particular Division 3 permit, but pretty much we've got a listing of the actual permits that were issued. In detail in the rest of this, but that's really all I've got. Just in real general terms, I just wanted to kind of, I knew everybody had it, and so I just wanted to just give a real brief summary.
Well, I think we're gradually seeing the economy come back, but it's going to be slow.
Yeah, I look at years past it. The workload you guys had back in 05, 06, 07 in the area, like 3-4 times as many coming through.
Yeah.
And now.
Exactly. But it is encouraging. I mean, you're starting to see a gradual you know, like you were saying.
Well, we don't want it to go crazy like it did before anyhow.
No. And it is gradually kind of coming back up, or seems to be. I mean, nothing explosive, but it does seem like it's gradually starting to turn.
Do we have concepts for March meeting?
We do. Just one at this point.
Two,
that's what I was thinking. We should have a second one before then. And that was one of the things I was going to bring up also. Is as of right now, we don't really have anything on the agenda for the March 10th meeting. But depending on what this group wanted to see, if they wish for this, if you as a group wish for the staff to draft some amendments, my thought was that I could draft some for the March 10th meeting date, if you wished, or if we didn't wish to. I don't know that there's a reason to hold the March 10th meeting, basically.
I'll get out any of them if you can.
So,
what do you guys think?
Well, I got a couple of things we'd like to discuss tonight, and whether that needs to be an amendment or anything, or a draft, or just double checking the code, maybe let Bob work on for maybe March meeting. A couple of situations we run into, and Ronnie took has one that's a new type deal. We've run into in the past with different projects coming forward. But one of them that we run into, and part of it is covered a little bit in the road standards, but I don't know if it's covered in our code book as far as planning and zoning. Pretty much definite, so I know up front it, maybe it should be covered a little more specifically, and that's where in developing these roads in areas, touch on stuff where they need to follow the some of the rules that we got here that we follow, the MUTCD signage rules and different things. If they create a hazardous area within a road, developing a road, whether it be drop-offs or putting the required signage, I mean, just so they know that up front, but we need to cover it within the codes. And then the other area I'd like to touch on, we've dealt with, is stormwater runoff on different properties. Even though they can put in a retention pond and all that, they do follow the rules and the guidelines where they're taking that water. And right now we've got a situation where they took both, and this has come up in front of the commission, both of them, they dumped right down a public street. And it's actually a county road, but the road can't handle that kind of runoff. Yes, they met all the codes and guidelines we have in our standards, but they actually just take the problem, all the runoff, and they concentrate it to one area, and we got no way of requiring them to help out with the cost of what do we do with it now that it's on our street. So
that can be a problem sometimes. I've seen it come up in the past.
What are your suggestions?
Well, we need to have something in there that if they're, before anything was ever done, you have your natural runoff and your ground and terrain. Well, when you develop, you're not supposed to require any more runoff. And if they do parking lots, buildings, they put in retention ponds. They don't want any more water running from the property than what was there previously, or take the surge. Well, they got the containment ponds. But once the water gets in them containment ponds, they're concentrating everything to one discharge location. Where it wasn't before, it was spread out. Now you've got it concentrated to that area when these are running full, but it's put down on a particular roadway that wasn't designed to handle that kind of runoff. And now it's going to run down through the subdivision, and then it's now becomes Tim County's problem. It should be partially the developer going up front. Hey, yeah, we need to probably look at that, or maybe they, you know, I don't know what they showed planning and zoning. A lot of it may not be very much detailed. This was approved before I was on planning and zoning, but I don't know what they showed, if they showed topos or what all the plan was. But where is it going once it leaves there? What does it involve as far as roadways?
Do you care to elaborate on what subdivision that you have in mind? I mean, I might remember it where I could visualize.
Well, it's where the the Pantone, Heinz Pantone, that development, and then it comes down into Spring Meadows is where they turned it loose into there.
Okay.
The reason the situation arose, I mean, yeah, they followed all the guidelines. We met with the engineer, and yeah, there was a couple of things they had to do to improve it, to get it. And it's an engineered set of plans. I mean, they're putting everything in. But it's where they're taking it, and now we've got to deal with it some way, form or fashion, and deal with this problem.
Yeah, and you really don't have really any handle on it for enforcement, I understand.
Well, that's it. I mean, I mean, it's going to cost some money to put in a drainage system to take care of, of any heavy downpours, because water is going to come out of there.
And like Randy said, they basically met, well, what they we found is they met there. Everything in the current regs. They really designed the detention basin. Did we decide it had to be for a 25-year storm?
I think it was designed on a 50-year.
And they're saying that.
And sometimes you just get hung out with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you another example here, and I don't know whether this has been addressed. Surely it has been thought of. There's a lot of people around a lot smarter than I am, but these lands that are going to be given to the county and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the board at Bonnybrook and have been for years, and we have a lady give us a grant, and we do all this climatrol for the paintings and stuff like that. Mm. And they put the furnace in and the humidifier and the whole bit. To make a long story short, our utility bills went out the ceiling. They did the thing and they gave it to us, but now we're paying $1,000 a month just to maintain. And that's I told them before we started in, you got to be careful what you let somebody give you.
Right.
And this is a situation about like that. You just inherited it, and it's difficult. Difficult to get a handle on.
Would to alleviate this problem in the future, wouldn't it be more of an update on your road standards than what we would do here?
Well, here's the thing. The pipes when they discharge are still on the development property. But the concentrated water to a certain area, it's going to come onto the road. It's got no other place to go. The road is not designed handle. It doesn't have the drainage system and everything designed in it to handle that. I mean, there wasn't no standards when that was all developed, and of course now we're going to have a problem to deal with probably at some point in time. Right now we're going to watch when we get heavy rains to see what kind of issue we may or may not have, but
if we were really on this one, we were having an issue with both water volume, but then also with silt too, coming from the sediment coming from the site, and so
part of that, it just the contractor wasn't taking care of what he should have, but that was all spelled out within the plans and the guidelines, and they corrected that.
But we're still a little concerned as far as water volume.
We're the silt will settle down in time.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Vegetation, grass will take care of that. But you're changing the whole drainage of an area. You're meeting guidelines and everything, but then you're...
Well, you got potential here is washing out a whole road then, what you're saying.
Well, not necessarily washing out the road. You're going to create a volume of water that's going to go through people's private yards at... They didn't have this problem before. Now they're all of a sudden they've got a problem.
Probably, and this is terrible to say something like that. I know you have to be diplomatic about this whole thing, but you've just got to explain to those people on the lower end, you know, that the problem is just passing through the area that belongs to the county, and it's not been created by the county, and they don't want to hear that, I'm sure. But if it's just, you know, the problem's created on one side of the road, and the problem comes to the other side of the road, we just happen to have a county road through there. Am I getting the picture correctly?
Yeah.
But it's hard to explain to people about things like that because they want answers.
Were you wanting to change something in the road standards to fix this problem?
I don't think it's necessarily anything in the road standards that's going to alleviate that problem. I mean, that's already there within the standards. As far as construction of a roadway, building a road to design, that will take care of itself. As far as how the existing road was designed, that won't happen again. But it has to do with stormwater runoff. So I don't know how to improve that. I mean, yeah, you can build retention ponds and all that. You can alleviate that initial flow. But then where are you directing that? There should be some, they didn't direct it to a private drive or a private yard or whatever. They directed it to a public road. They thought that was a safe place to direct it. It just put the problem somewhere else.
Them streets and aren't even got no drain, though.
They're all flat curb and gutters. They're not designed to handle basically runoff like that. I mean, it's got to run almost a quarter mile through the subdivision to get to the nearest drain box, if it gets that far. But, I mean, there are solutions, but it's going to cost some dollars. But then that throws the burden on to either the county or taxpayers to foot that when they really shouldn't have to.
Yeah, because the problem's created by...
The problem's created by the development above.
Well, there's something we put in the future in there to stop that?
Well, that would just have to be put it in the future subdivision standards to cover that problem.
Well, when a development comes, when they've got the topos, the stormwater, that's where your engineer is. Where is this going and where are you? I mean, when you've got a developed subdivision already in existence, but you're sending the water through there, you should have some responsibilities, what I'm getting at. Now, if it was just open ground or unimproved, that'd be one thing. You're not going to get any complaints. We've got a developed subdivision that was there for many years before this went in.
One thing we've talked about, and it's not something I've talked to the county commission about, and so I don't know what they would be open to or not open to. I know some of the adjoining counties, and actually more than several of the adjoining counties, have a county engineer that's not actually on staff, but if you've got a development of a certain size, basically the developer pays for the engineer's review. So a lot of times they'll have a contract county engineer. And I think in certain instances that person can catch some of these things. I mean, and especially, and one thing Randy and I talked about is a lot of places have basically a standalone set of stormwater regs, basically where they spell out in a lot of detail what calculations the engineer has to do, how the detention basins have to be sized, what size pipes do you have to have, that are just a lot more specific as far as our current rights basically just really require the 25-year storm to be detained, but there's not a whole lot more detail than that. And so if they need that, they've basically met the
requirements. And
define 25 years. I mean, you got to face it, though. You can't cover every problem.
You're right. You just can't do it.
I was wondering, how's that storm detention basin there on Buchanan off the school barn and that area? Is it adequate? Is it worth all right? Because it dumps it right there.
Yeah, we really haven't had any issues there. And we may not with this when it's really up and watching this thing perform, but it's where they output in the water. Was that the only place they could put this out to be safe as far as themselves? I know you take all that away, you know kind of where the natural drainage would run. And of course now they got everything developed big ponds and whatnot. I mean, it's going to take several feet of pipe and a couple inlet boxes, which is going to be some money spent in digging up streets to handle this if it actually develops into a problem.
And these problems arise. I mean, they even arise on state roads. I mean, Ronnie can tell you that. State roads are not built 100% either.
Well,
they're built to less capacity that'll handle it about 95% of the time.
And one of them was out of Andy Williams's.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that dip? He built right in the drain.
Yeah.
But he finally agreed, I just cut a ditch around it, and then he put rock in it, paved it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, personally, I mean, if somebody else is probably brighter than I am, but I don't know how you'd write any regulation to really be able to handle that problem. Other than, we've got regulations in place, and they're generally accepted standards.
You brought this up, and how you have you got some idea what you're wanting to do? I'm sure to suggest.
Well, one thought is if it is becomes a problem and cause several residents in there, I think the part of the cost ought to be shared anyway, and not the whole burden be thrown to the county. But you got to justify, is there actual problem? That's where you would probably need an engineer to look at how much water should be allowed to go through there. Right now, where it's coming out, it's going to create icing issues during cold weather, which, I mean, we can handle somewhat of that, but if it creates flooding issues in some of the houses, because...
Is it running out in the first street off the highways up? The street is running.
Well, where you go down the into the subdivision, take that first road, it just dumps it right on that street. It comes down, and then it just has to turn and go down.
It's got to go all the way to the little creek down there, and it's going to Epps.
Well, that's where it eventually ends up. Most of it's going to go down the streetways and off into yards or whatever, because it's all flat curb design.
Yeah.
Which I'm not big on that type of design. It's not designed to handle any kind of runoff.
Isn't it the county commission's job to upgrade the road standards?
Yeah, as far as anything in the road standards, but this with the stormwater runoff has nothing to do with the road standards.
Isn't the county supposed to have a road engineer? Or does it say in the statute, I guess it says may, it doesn't say shall. Is there something about a road engineer?
I know, I'll be honest, I don't know exactly. I know, like, when it talks about the Planning Commission membership, I mean, it even mentions county engineer and that. But I don't know.
I know I read somewhere when they had one and then they let one go. Yeah. And then it says in the statute, I think it says may have a county engineer. Does not say shall. So we don't have one, so here we are, you know.
It's kind of like you get two different lawyers and you get two different.
Sure. I'm just curious.
I think I've seen that as well.
Well, the biggest problem we got here, we got a subdivision and streets in there that roads aren't built to these standards. I mean, they were built to previous standards. Mm-hmm. And then you got development up that is meeting all the guidelines we have in there, but there may or may not be a problem during heavy rains, and I don't know what control you would have to deal with. You got retention basins, but you got two 24-inch pipe, both daylighting on one little old street.
Get in the street, yeah.
Well, they'll only run out 12 inches deep, though, on the lower end. Do you know that? Might be plumb full on the upper end, but it'll run half full on the lower end.
Was this caused from the sheltered workshop when they redid all that or built that up there?
Well, the original basin, what we found is the original basin was developed for the addition to the workshop.
Okay.
The newest basin is for the apartments up there, the apartment building. And like Randy said, the newest basin, for sure, we've got a copy of the engineering on it, and it's been engineered and everything. And we've had the engineer out on site, and he's really indicating that they've basically built it per plan and everything.
Hmm. Well, it seems to me like it would be a responsibility. You got somebody's basement floods because of the problem created by a development above you. It looks to me like there should be some kind of regulations that the original developer should be responsible for that.
Yeah, but that original developer may be in Timbuktu by now.
Or whoever took over the development. Kind of catch 22 here.
Did the engineer do the basin? He's the one that designed the basin?
Yeah.
And they're saying it's big enough to carry all this?
Basically, he's...
It's built by the design required, whatever you got the codes. I mean,
basically,
but they also walk down through the subdivision, but yeah, basically, I think the safest place to daylight these pipes was right there on a public street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's existing.
Well, essentially, any other place they daylighted it, they were in somebody's backyard. So... It was either one of the yards or the street there, essentially.
When you say daylighted, I'm sorry, I don't...
That's where the end of the pipe comes.
Yeah.
All right. You're not a road builder?
No, I'm
well,
not.
What do you do?
She's Randy's turf.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here.
We all supposed to bring something to the table. We all have our feel.
I'm not getting what you're suggesting we need to do.
I'm not either completely.
I think he's just throwing it out there to see if we get some.
What are you wanting us to say or do? What's your suggestion? I mean, I understand what you're trying to tell me, but I don't know what you want me to do that, or us do that.
I'm thinking there should be more guidelines within the storm water runoff plan within the code book. Holding that a little more accountable as to where they adjust or turn this runoff. Even though you got retention ponds, you've got requirements of several things in there.
Can we require the? Oh, sorry. Can we require the retention ponds to be to our standards instead of the engineer doing it?
Well, we already have retention.
I mean, you design them on a, like you do bridges, you design them retention ponds on 25, 50, 7,500 year floodplain. I mean, you give it some kind of basis, and I think we meet that, but, and these may work out fairly well. I mean, we may or may not have a problem, but this is just one instance. I mean, how many.
Sounds to me like we ought to try to figure it out where we can fix it before any more problems come up.
Well, now, case in point, and it's not just with retention ponds. We've got several, and this has been done a few years previous. A couple of subdivision plats go in, and I don't know what you see as far as subdivision. You see a drawing on a piece of paper, but that's all flat drawing. It doesn't show you terrain and where they're building roads and where the roads are coming out onto others, as to what kind of runoff problems are they creating, because we've got a drainage issue created with the developer's road. He was unwilling to help or do anything to help with the problem, but the water would jump at County Road and go into another part of an existing development that would become our problem.
Does the county maintain that subdivision?
What?
Does the county maintain that subdivision that we're talking about? No.
See, that's one of the issues.
It's got its own problems.
It's got its own problems, but still, they created the initial runoff. They didn't take care of it. They just put it down onto a county road, and that's as far as they need to go with it. Well, there should have been a little more thought, and there should have been part of the developer should be held responsible for that type of runoff.
We should have been different curb put in there and drains and the whole thing on that hillside.
So is there anything in here to address that?
And I mean, basically right now, the main thing it's got as far as detention basins is basically that they'd be designed to handle the runoff from a 25-year storm, basically. And, but I mean, it doesn't, I mean, that's the primary thing that it...
Well, how do you define a 25-year storm?
Well,
that's kind of an engineer. The average rainfall in 25 years, how many, and they kind of average it out, and how much and water to, this area
can go on. Is 100 or the 200 or... I've seen on Bull Creek make me really old. I've seen two 200-year floods. Yeah. And that wasn't my definition. That was the other people's definition.
One of them, wasn't it?
Huh?
Wasn't 86 one of them?
93 was one of them.
83 would have been one of them. 93 was another one.
93 is when it went over the bridge at Brown Branch, wasn't it?
It went over 160 at Walnut Shade.
Went through the port holes or the drain holes.
Probably won't now with the new bridge in there. But, but for somebody like me that's born and raised on a creek and been around them all your life, there's no two floods alike. They're everyone
dead.
And just on what they do and how fast they come up, how fast they go down. It's very difficult. And that's kind of like predicting the stormwater that he's dealing with, and yes, we should seek answers, but it's a difficult thing to find an answer without being so inclusive that you restrict all development.
Yeah.
Somewhere well, you have to find
people. I think a lot of that you're bringing up, your point is, maybe I'm missing it, is where they brought it out
right
into the street.
Correct.
So he didn't contact the county when he done this.
I don't know.
We don't have no record where he contacted and...
See, that's the part I don't know. If you're going to dump it onto a street, and indeed shouldn't the who's ever taken care of that street, whether, as some say in there, how are we going to handle this if it does become an issue?
I mean, there are two pipes coming out into the street, or
no? Well, they just drain right
they
there.
They come to the edge of the right of way, pretty close. I'll bet.
Still on pretty darn close.
Yeah, pretty close. I mean, they've got what's required by their design standards and everything in place or close to it, but still, there's going to be
that would be coming off a Division III permit, and they evidently met the conditions of that permit. Or they wouldn't have got a release on the whole thing, and so the only thing that we would be left with for an answer on that would be design change.
Or better guidelines to begin with.
Well, better. Describe better. That's like Sheldon May.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, like I said, you can just cover yeah about so far. You can only say grace over so much dinner.
Well, that gives you something to kind of think about. You want to bring them up your...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Put it on. I'll argue with you.
Well, we ain't going to argue. Man, you never argue. Mm-hmm. Down T Highway, there was an animal vehicle going to go in. It had a one-lane road into it. We required them to obtain the right-of-way and build a road to county specs. Well, they didn't do nothing. Then down, I don't know what other road it was, but they was going to build a veterans deal.
That's off of T, yeah. That's down there on the...
There was two different standards there in my book because we didn't require them to acquire all the land. We were going to try to widen it for them. And I think it ought to be the same for a little fella as it is a big one. Something rode up where the developer has to, if the road needs to be widened because of traffic, the developer ought to pay all the cost of it and ought to have to get the right-of-ways to build it.
Well, the thing you get into on that, Ronnie, and this is my opinion, I'm not speaking for anybody but myself, but we've encountered these before, you cannot put a project contingent on approval on getting right of way because people do not have to sell right.
I know that, and they shouldn't have to.
And if you put out a deal like that, then you're not doing it right to begin with, because that, you know, we all hate the term grandfathered, but it's all around us. I mean, that or pre-existing conditions or something. I've seen things, and they come up two projects, and they look like they're virtually the same thing, but it's a different outcome. And not very often, the board make a wrong decision. Now, old Rick Persinger always swore he never made a bad vote in his all the time he was on here, but I've missed a few, and I'll be the first to admit it. But you know, we do the best we can. But you cannot. Does that help you any on what you're saying, or am I just going around it?
No, I think because it was a bigger development that we required them to do less on the road than we did the other people.
Well, I don't believe that with the animal safari deal down there, we're requiring them to get new right away.
We told them they'd have to and widen the road before we would approve it.
It was mentioned, I think, in one of them is contingent on the road being able to be improved two-lane roadway, if I remember right. Well,
that's not increasing the right away, though, right?
Well,
you would have to acquire the right away to be able to make a two-lane road.
What you do a lot of times on them, and I've seen this a lot of times, is you put in there a contingent of this body to get a permit that they need to do things, and these are suggestions from the commission, this commission right here, and they're not enforceable, really, but if they're wanting their project bad enough, they will agree to these things a lot of times, where some will, some won't. But like I said, you can't really force somebody to acquire property, but you can't penalize them because they're behind a piece of property which don't have adequate right-of-way. Now, the one, if I remember correctly, the one you're talking about down there on the veterans thing down there, we decided on that on the final deal that there wasn't that much right-of-way there, but when it hit their property line, it had to be a 50-foot right-of-way. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what we came down to on that.
And if there was enough right away the other places, Randy said there's some blind spots in it.
Well, there is. I mean, when that came up, I'd been hauling gravel down there to that woman's shelter thing, you know, right there just before you get to it. And I drove a dump truck down there and met a school bus on a rainy day there, and there was adequate room for us to meet, but not at 50 mile an hour. You know, but I'm real firm in my beliefs on that you can't penalize people just because they happen to own a piece of property where the road isn't already done. Now, you try to get them to agree to help as much, and I think they went back and amended that on something because there was something in that come up said that it's about what way to.
There had something changed on the wording there.
On the wording, the word written before the county to do it.
Right, and that.
The best I remember, right. I wake up in a new world every day. But
there was never a requirement for the county to.
Well, it was worded kind of funny, and we changed something so it'd be no
issue of throwing the burden on Taney County to build and improve the road in.
But all my life, roads have been built after the fact.
You brought that up. We changed the wording on one of the contingencies on that particular project. I don't remember just what we changed.
I don't know how it was worded, but we were trying to take the burden off of the
county.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to do.
Take it where it wouldn't be interpreted. The county had to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was the correct thing to do, I thought.
And the one you're talking about is right down there past T-80.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
But it just seemed to me like there's two different
standards. Before you get there, it was off to the left, but he bought a piece of property, but there's a little road going in there.
That's an extra road on the curve right past T-80.
But there wasn't any other houses on that road, was there? That isn't his property?
Yeah, it did end at his property, but there is two, three houses.
There was houses along the county road going down to it. There was one family there was real adamant. They wouldn't have sold the county a foot of ground if the world had been coming to an end.
I wasn't talking about that project. I was talking about the animals. That
oh, the animals?
That's a broken out past T-80.
The only road service and that was going to this one property.
No, there's three houses. I went down a trail, found the Lobo and buried horses. Seemed like they had bad luck with horses. Some of Horace's buddies, he'd send me out there to the back over at 6 o'clock in the evening to bury a horse.
Is that totally legal?
What?
I think what? On the new laws.
What?
What? Yeah, okay. I don't care. I mean, I can barely. Yeah, I've buried a horse or two and a cow or two for people myself. And I've never charged somebody. Richard Hartzell had a cow shot down there beside of Bull Creek Village, and I went down there and buried it for him.
I got a call from the state one night that there's a dead horse on the right of way down Highway K for the boat dock. And I thought, well, I won't call anybody out. I'll just run down there and see about it myself. And I run down there and couldn't find the horse on the state right away. And I seen deputy's lights down the bottom blinking. And I drove down there and he said, well, I helped you a little. I pulled it down here on the core. I said, call the Corps of Engineers, Colonel Lincoln, then we don't have to worry about it.
Well, you thought it was a long time ago.
Kurt, jump all over that.
They buried it the next day down there in the bottom. I wasn't going to worry about it. It wasn't our favorite.
Never charged anybody yet for burying a dead animal. That is.
Oh, the Conservation Commission, we picked up the deer on the road. And out on South 65, they had a place. We just took them out there and dumped them. They fixed this place to dump.
Yeah.
Didn't bury them or nothing.
Well, good meal for something else.
Everybody over in our country back there throws it out there. Cedar holler. I've heard that cedar thing. Dogs, dead calves, whatever you want to find. Couches.
Chairs with one side broke down.
We cleaned it up for like 2 or 3 years in Fourth Street. We have the saddle pugs get together and the saddle pugs clean it up for them. Which one you don't want to clean up on some of the stuff that's out there.
Okay, any other discussion about the code topics here?
Well, I have one that I'd like to kind of talk about a little.
Yeah, go ahead. I got one.
Me too.
Well, you can go ahead.
I'm
patient.
Go ahead.
Well, mine, and I don't have a special answer or anything for it, but I know we've run into a project or two where we were handcuffed on a special permit, something where a special permit would just fit fine. I forget which project it was. There's one came up in the last year or so. But it wasn't covered under our list of things that could be done on a special permit. And I like special permits. I think I really do, because when that person don't do it or they get tired of doing it, it goes away. And you're right back to square one. And what I would like to see is, I don't know whether you could, how you would word it. I'm not a Philadelphia lawyer, but I think we need more latitude and longitude on that to where this body would have the authority that if it agreed with the one that was coming forth with the permit, or where we would have the body, whether I'm still here or not, the ability to say a special use permit fits here, you know. And I think this committee will always have sense enough not to go in down there and put something in that shouldn't be put in or something like that. But I like the thought about it where it goes away when it's done. Now, I really, really do like that, because in the past years, and I've spent a lot of years on this thing here, and you get some projects come up and they're based on old projects that were there or supposed to have been there and were never there, but they base compatibility on doing this or doing that. And the powers or the capabilities of this committee expanded a little bit on special permits, because I think as a group, we'll make the right decision the biggest part of the time.
Well, when it comes that down to it, probably 80 or more percent of the stuff that comes before us would fit under special use.
That's right.
You know?
Especially now that we're not in these wild, growing, spasmodic times, the things that's going to come before this board in the next few years, the biggest part of it will fit under special permits.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's like the old boy.
What would fit under a special use permit?
Hmm?
Do we have guidelines?
Oh, it's listed. There's a list right in the...
Yeah, there's basically kind of a list of things.
A list there. You don't remember, I'm sure, but you remember. But we had one that wasn't on the list, and it was brought up that we couldn't make it a special use permit because it wasn't on the list.
I remember which one.
I don't remember the project, but I don't know how to tell you to write it that it would stand up. But I'd like to see this body have the ability to guide that, because I don't think it'd ever be a problem with any county for this commission to guide things like that.
One thing I wanted to talk about is on our regulations on these duplexes. Remember last year we put it in the code, I believe, that requires 4 acres to put up a duplex? Because there's two separate, even though they're joined together as one unit, you know, I believe we put in our code last year, we made that 4. Well, I could go out here on my 2 acres and put up a 12-bedroom house on my 2 acres. I think it more to be zoned the number of bathrooms than the number of bedrooms. Requiring 4 acres for somebody to put up a duplex, I mean, I don't know who would do that. Who would burn?
That's overkill.
Huh?
That's probably overkill. That's what I'm saying. You've got to have a little give and take. Yeah, I understand. Years ago, we got a big argument on that. If you put in two duplexes or patio homes, and you couldn't build but so far off the line, and they had to put a law in so they could. There's a lot of things been changed over the years, but it's just like talking about putting a sewer system in, and a sewer system will work well. I put hundreds of them in. And I've never seen one yet that'll take up a half acre if it's put in property and you got proper soil.
That's the key too. Is your soil evaluation.
Yeah, it is.
I think that could be easily changed. You know, 2 acres. I mean, you got a duplex. Most it's going to have is 4 bathrooms and 2 kitchens. Any duplex. And require them to have 4 acres.
And it's the price land gets anywhere anymore in a desirable location, you just run the cost way up on somebody to make a profit out of the thing. You wind up having to charge more rent.
And, you know, if you went back to 2 acres, I mean, when you have your soil evaluation, you might have to put in a special modified system or something. Yeah, it would be expensive rather than a conventional SD10 or whatever.
And I'm not too happy with modified systems either. Any kind of a sewer system that takes maintenance under private ownership, don't get it.
Nope.
There's a lot of truth.
You want something that works with gravity.
Exactly.
Now, I'm serious about that because I don't know many things, but I know about a sewer system and how to put one in, how to make it work, and how to keep people happy with it, and it needs to be kept on your own property and all that, but it can be done in a lot less area than people think. Now, don't get me wrong. You get traveling underground, and it's going to contaminate top groundwater past your limits and everything. John and I have talked about this a whole lot in the past years. We've spent a lot of time discussing things like this. kind of like our water tables. It don't know any boundaries between Stone and Taney and Christian and
exactly.
It don't know any county line boundaries or any state boundaries.
Now that the code updates was what we were supposed to be doing last meeting, correct?
Yes. So, and really this meeting as well. I mean, basically fair parties.
Okay, getting back to this, 4 acres required for a duplex. What's the feeling of this? What do you guys think?
I don't think it takes that much.
I'm with you on that.
I agree that if they can put in a sewer system to manage what they're trying to put in there, but there should be a limit. I mean, you can also build a high-rise on 2 acres, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can build a 12-bedroom house.
Well, yeah. And you're going to have somebody push the limits no matter what you write on a piece of paper.
Well, you're going to have to put limitations.
And the thing about it is you can't make the same if they're using on-site disposal. Would be different if they're hooking into a sewer somewhere.
Oh, yeah, on site.
And this nightly rental thing, I think we've helped it, but it's still. Well, it's probably going to go away on its own here in another year or so, but it's a headache.
But that one deal, you're talking about overbuilding. Remember that one that we disapproved here a while back, the last couple of meetings ago? The original permit was for like a 2,700 square foot house.
Yeah.
And the guy had it, what, a 5,000 or 6,000 square foot house?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. But everybody's always scared. I would like to see this body here empowered a little bit more to make a wise decision, because I think you people are smart enough to overrule me if I get too far out in left field. And I think as a body, we'll make the right decision most of the time. We don't all have to agree. We're not ever all going to agree on everything.
No, sir.
Your vote is yours, and you use it to your satisfaction. And I'm going to do the same.
That's right.
You voted against one the other night where we all voted for it, and I respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have had something that you ought to have told the rest of us.
No, we all voted for it. He voted against it.
That one, I thought it went the other way.
What were we voting against?
I'll tell you what it was.
Let me look.
There's two of them that voted against us. I mean,
it was a nightly rental, and you thought the location wasn't right.
Was that the one
we were talking about?
Yeah, that was
where the house was bigger.
Okay.
I voted no on that.
You two voted no.
Huh?
You two voted no, didn't
you? Yeah, I voted no. Yeah. He didn't have enough room to park what he was.
No. That ain't the one we're talking about. We all voted against that. Most of us did. The one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Up on by Wilderness Safari Road.
Yeah.
Back in there. Yeah, we all voted that then.
What was that one?
He couldn't park the rigs in there, boats. He's talking about boats and stuff. And
but I'll tell you what.
I think it's that. What's the Lone Pine project?
Lost Canyon Cave is what it was.
The Lone Pine project.
That was the rental. The one up there on Lone Pine.
Yeah.
That's up there off Skyline, going up above Timberlake Pines.
I think that's the one.
Had a narrow road out front, not much parking. You had one gentleman come in on a public meeting. He owned the property next to it. I mean, he spoke in a public meeting, and then the next meeting.
He wasn't even sure.
We voted that one down.
But I voted for it, and you guys voted it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it went.
No, what I'm thinking of was the last boat we had.
I think the same one you're thinking.
That was the cave.
Yeah, the last one was the cave, wasn't it?
They had the cave and the boat behind the same time.
Yeah.
Telling him, he trying to tell us he could regulate the boats coming in and out.
The long pond.
Oh, yeah.
The original permit.
Well, he was right. He voted for it. We all voted again. There's another project that we're talking about two different.
You got to put it right in front of me for a minute.
Well, I'd have to.
There you go. I hear that.
I don't remember.
But still, I still what I said before, and I believe it. You know, we got, everybody's got their own boat. We've got one vote apiece, and vote however you feel. But I think that as a body, we'll make the right decision the biggest part of the time.
Can I bring
you're ready for your project now.
Before I forget, what we're going to do. Bob, can you tell these guys a little bit about what went on with that out there before I...
Which one are we talking about? Sorry.
Out there with the Head Start deal. You know more about it, actually, than I know about it, but... It'll bring up to what I'm wanting to try to do.
Yeah, basically, Steve got a complaint about junk or trash as much as anything. We went out there, and it's probably 25 foot wide by 70 foot long. What would you say? I don't know height-wise, but probably 10, 15 foot tall at least. And essentially, he's torn down a house. And dumped it in a great big huge pile. Basically, when Steve called me, I told him we don't have any nuisance regulations. Now, the commission did at one time, as you know.
I've been through that, got fired off this somebody over that deal, but that's fine.
But
I spoke my piece anyhow.
More or less, we just referred it to the DNR.
That's all you can do.
In this case, it was a large enough pile of junk or debris that they're looking at it as a unpermitted landfill, basically. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, this thing's 75 foot long, but 20 foot, 5 foot wide.
Where's this at?
At QG Mills.
Yeah.
150.
Okay. Yeah. They buried that, didn't they? Have you seen it lately?
I don't know what they've done with it lately.
I go
what
by.
I was wondering. I know the DNR.
No, I mean, I go to Pro Tem, but I've heard talk of that, and I heard it was buried.
How
that's
was buried?
Casey. Or was his property.
Don't believe it. I'll comment on that.
No, that's guy Walter.
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
I forget that.
I think he had that too.
I can't.
His daughter used to live there, didn't she?
I can't think of the current property owners.
The
Collins.
Yeah.
There's one fixing to come up over there with me again. We're going to have a bunch of tires alongside the road over there, just back this side of Walnut Shade there, and that'll all, and somebody will have to clean it up. But what can you do? That it's you could just see it. It's just like a boiler festering.
But I think your junk pile's gone.
I figured it probably was. They were giving him a certain length of time to remove it. Now, I think they...
Now, where it's... I don't for sure know where it went.
I think legally he could only remove it in so many ways.
I got some ads on this one over there by the Posey patch one time. An old boy come in there and was going to grind tires. And he come in here and he was going to do all this. And this body gave him a permit and the whole bit. And everything, and then he couldn't make it work, and he pulls out and leaves about 5,000 tires down there. And the other one, Mary Ruth Whitley, went over there and built her a little carport for Mrs. Ingenthrone, and it didn't meet the setbacks for the road, and they made Mrs. Ingenthrone tear her little carport down with 5,000 tires in her backyard that she could throw a rock too. Now you talk about somebody getting hotter in the collar. I didn't like that deal very well. There wasn't anything fair about that at all. But you're dealing with letter of the law and what you could enforce and what you can't enforce.
Okay, what have we decided?
Well, what we decided is to bring these things up and let him look into it a little bit, and then we can talk about it. And if we reach an agreement in this body that we think something ought to be done, then we submit it to the commission. That's the procedure. The commission don't just go out here and make up rules themselves. That's not in the code like they did before on the nuisance ordinance.
Now, here's my question to
the
group. Here's the question.
Dude,
they did have. They rescinded it later.
And I'm hopeful to rewrite basically the whole code book at some point. And I don't know how the group's going to feel about that. But does the group wish for me to look into some of these things now, or? Do we want to see some of these things be a part of the rewrite? Or how does the group want me to approach what the staff to approach this?
I don't really care. I mean, part of it
could be rewrote in the. Yeah. You're going to rewrite the whole code book.
I ain't going to be happy if you go to traditional zoning, because I don't think it fits Taney County, because it's not a traditional county.
I do know as far as what I look at, if I'm looking at a particular project, I'm looking at things differently than you're looking at
them.
That's
true.
You look at them a little bit different. I mean, I look at it as a road standpoint, topo, drainage, that type of thing. What's it involved as far as that? So we each have a different thing that we're looking at. We got the right to ask questions, have them bring information to us. We can handle it. If they don't provide it, then we can't make a reasonable decision on different projects.
But on the other hand, we're supposed to all of us look, try to be broad-minded enough to look at the whole spectrum to see if it's a good project, too. But,
right.
But you're specifically concerned with things with the road.
Right. And I mean, this project over there, the one I first brought up, it's a good project. They've got good ideas and everything. But I can see a problem that may or may not develop. I just bring it to your guys' attention. I don't know that we specifically need to change anything within the codes. I'd like to look at it to see what's in there. What is our? There might be some options. I would like to monitor that through rainfalls to see if there is a problem developed. May not be any more runoff coming down through there than what these place had before. I don't know. But if we do have an issue, maybe we can address that some way or form within that.
Well, I think if it creates a problem, it should be a concern to all of us. Okay. I'm not arguing that at all.
Okay.
You need to work that over and move to them, what is it, March 10th or next week?
I guess that.
Are we going to have one? We ain't got none.
So we got it. Can that be dealt with at the next meeting?
We only got one or two concepts. I don't see why it couldn't.
Are they March 10th? On
here?
Yeah. March 10th and then the 17th.
Yeah, March 10th and then the 17th. I guess the thing I'm not sure of either. As a group, do you want the staff to propose something for each of the things that were brought up tonight, or how do we?
Well, for me, I'd like you to propose something on the duplexes. I think it should be.
You're the administrator. We give you these ideas, and you're supposed to draw something up, and then we tell you we don't like it.
Okay.
Then after you've decided you don't like it, then you send it on to the county commission, and then they say.
Been there, done that.
On the board of adjustments, and they like it.
But this is just we're just talking here. We're not nothing set in concrete.
No.
We're just trying to come. And the thing about it is, usually, people they want to go home, watch a ball game or do something, and these things die in committee before we all thinking about, well, I haven't had supper yet. I wish they would shut up so I can go home.
Like you were calling pizza and they closed at 8.
See, you got your priority.
I saw you had
that. Yeah, has anybody ever eaten those down there at the Park Place? Boy, those are good pizza. You take them.
Oh,
home.
Now I've heard that.
You cook them yourself, but they are excellent.
Whatever, man.
That's true.
Well, that was just under discussion.
If you don't get talking about pizza, Frank, I'm with you. At the next meeting. Oh,
are we having the next meeting?
Well, that's kind of the question, honestly.
We don't have it.
The March 10th, there's nothing on the agenda unless the commission wishes for...
Well, this could either be combined after we get the concepts.
Yeah.
The concepts ain't going to take very long, right?
If we think we're going to do anything, though, then that has to come before, and it has to be advertised, and it has to go through at least the offering of a public hearing. Rarely anyone ever shows up, but you have to offer it up for a public hearing because we're not allowed to do things behind closed doors except just kind of brainstorm like this. And this is an open meeting. Anybody can walk in and listen to it.
And this one has been advertised, too. So, I mean, we have...
Yeah, you've got to.
You know, so...
Or was Stone County, I saw her somewhere the other day, they got into it over there again over some of their meetings and stuff.
Health department over there.
Yeah,
I did see that.
You got to be so careful. I mean, really, you got to have open meetings.
I don't feel like we need to have one if we don't have nothing to do. We can do that after the next.
That's exactly what I think.
You can't make a movement. He can, though.
I'll make a motion we don't have the next meeting.
Motion to skip the March 17, 2014 meeting.
10th.
Yeah, 10th.
Yeah, they'll be none of them here the 14th.
Okay, March 10th. I have a second.
Who's second?
Nobody's second.
Nobody. What you got on there, Bob, besides?
For the 10th, there's nothing unless the group wants me to bring some proposed changes, basically.
Well, I'm with that myself. We need to come back, and if you can have some of that done to them.
Or you can do that in our open business on the regular meeting in March.
We can.
17th.
We can. We can do it after the regular meeting if you want to stay there instead of having another meeting.
Yeah.
That's the option we have.
Where are we now?
I made a motion.
He made a motion.
About having.
We got a second there.
Meeting,
right? Exactly.
You second?
I seconded.
All right. There you go.
All those in favor of omitting the March 10th, 2014 meeting. Yeah.
Aye.
Opposed. Your voice a little bit. Okay, motion carried, whatever. Next time we'll see each other is the 17th of March. Is there any other thing on the agenda? Or not?
So what do you got on your paperwork there?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too. Do you want me to go through these? Just super.
Yeah, go
ahead. Very quick. I guess as a group, I mean, what I I've just written down headaches. I mean, at this point, I just wrote down stormwater runoff, road standards, more latitude as far as special use permits, the duplex requirement as far as 4 acres, and the nuisances. And does the group...
Nuisances.
Yeah, like nuisance regulations. When you brought up the...
Is that... What's everybody's feeling on that?
I think it's a total waste of time without mincing words.
I do too.
You can't enforce it. You can't enforce it. There's going to be things happen you don't like. There's things happen in my house I don't like, but I can't do nothing today.
Well, ain't there something with the county and the state?
There's state ordinance already in place that cover stuff if you can get enforcement on it.
Huh?
Well...
There is state ordinances on most things already in place.
Yeah.
But you...
It's state, so the county can't...
It's enforcement is the problem. Yeah. That's
the state can enforce it. I mean, like...
They can if they will.
Yeah.
Well, there's, it's about like I was talking to Chance on the water district.
I just leave that over there,
they used to enforce it where you could drill whales, you know.
DNR.
They just lost it.
Like that.
Yeah. I just thought I'd bring it up, see what everybody's opinion about it too. You know, everybody's got farm equipment sitting around, but I don't consider that junk if you place it where it should be.
That's the thing about it is the considerations are different.
When you got stuff in your front yard and you can't see your front door, then that's...
You might be a redneck.
That's a different thing. It's blowing out the road or over on your property or...
If it's blowing on somebody else's property or getting on it in any way, then that is an enforceable thing through state ordinances. They didn't have any luck with it when who did that? I think that was Chuck Pennell and Don Swan that was the ones that came up with that originally. And they were never able to put any teeth in it. And I sat, come in this room one day when they decided to take it off the books because they couldn't do anything anyhow.
It was Don Swan, Chuck, and Ron Hershey.
And Ron Hershey, yeah.
They didn't have anybody to enforce it. Chuck started...
Chuck said himself, I will enforce it.
He did.
He did try.
He's the only one.
He tried.
There are counties that put the nuisance regs in their zoning regulations, but you're right. I mean, there's got to be adequate people to enforce it. And then the other thing is you've got to be specific about what you're enforcing.
That's right. Got to every little detail, little thing.
Because you can't enforce everything.
Not like owning a pit bull with no teeth.
The only thing you can do in any case like that is like what happened this time ago. I mean, it went straight to different city. I don't know how, but that's where it ended up.
Listen, there is folks around the county that I tell you what, if the rain clouds don't look just right, they'll call Jefferson City on everything. I promise you, well, I can name names, and that's their privilege. I mean, you have that right.
Everybody's got that right, I think. Me and Ranger just have to take care of it.
I make a motion we adjourn.
There you go.
Motion's been made, and he seconds it.
Then you adjourned.
Are you prepared to leave, Ronnie?
Yep.
No more security
business. You hurry?
Now you can go. He dropped the gavel.
What's my hurry?
Oh,
go on me.
Oh, yeah.